Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Nancy. And a little loud, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so what we're trying to do is turn this off. Okay, hold on, everybody. Well, it looks like I have a radio problem tonight. And, I need to figure out how to turn this off. Hope it's round everybody out. At the moment, there's nobody else signed in. I know there's people trying to get in. But what I might want to do is figure out how to take these off. Okay, so, well, okay. So that was it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I was able to turn the music off. I'm very pleased to be with you again tonight, and what I would like to talk about is, of course, one of my favorite topics. Everything that I do involves energy, and how many of you have heard me talk about that we are pure energy, we involve our lives with energy. Everything we do, whether it's to excite us with an event, create more energy so we feel energized, or if we go into the depths of despair, where we're very unhappy, we create a ball of energy all around us of quiet despair. Haven't you ever heard somebody say, I've had such good luck for such a long time, I think the ball of energized, positive ions surrounds somebody and it keeps going. And then you have the reverse. People say, it doesn't matter what I do, everything goes to pot. To mud is what I wanted to say. And at the same time, is it not amazing that unfortunately it seems to continue for them as though people create more negative energy to surround them? Now, I'm not implying that if you've had a string of bad luck that you are marked, but it could be that your sense of bad luck in someone else's life who are positively on a good roll would create a smaller bump in your road. So we have to analysis how important energy that you carry around you is. So that ties in with what I do for a living and the definition of some of the things I want to cover tonight. Now I'm inviting you to come into the window. You know, we have such beautiful weather and parts of the country, it always seems to be something going on. And I think it's pretty quiet in my chat room tonight. I think someone's just now getting on. And it's very possible that if we have a quiet night, I get to talk the entire time. Now, I know we have audience that are listening. If Catherine pops in or Alexandra, at any time you want me to answer a question, if you'll get your pencil out, I'll give you the call-in number. So get your pencil. The call-in guest number is 347-205-9071. And I'm going to kind of change the format. You'll see on the that I did not put call in at all. I'm just going to put in call in for the entire night. So if you girls are calling, wanting to call, if you're not bashful, go ahead and call me and give me your question. I'll be glad to do it on the air. If Carlotta is listening, call me during the show and say hello. And we can also connect after 9 o'clock after the show's over. So thank you for letting me put those plugs in. I had a wonderful last Sunday, actually yesterday at 5, we got on the webcam. You'll see on nancymatz.net or nancymatz.com that I have a window there for a new webcam show where you can watch us talk in real life, real time. California Hans is promoting the show, and she's going to be live. Then I will come in and be her guest for the entire hour. And if you'll go to California Hans, I'll have a link on my nancymaps.com. Go there, and then when she does her show live, you go to live stream, you find her show, click on it, it opens up a window, you click into one of the squares, or you just watch it, and you'll see both of us on the same time. How exciting. So California Hans on Blog Talk Radio. You can go there or californiahaunts.org. And, of course, my website, nancymatz.com, and the new site that I'm redoing this all into, homestead.com server, is nancymaps.net. Either way, you're going to get to me. I'm so excited about converting over from Adobe Go Live to Homestead. This is a very exciting week of trying to convert all my files. Anyway, tonight we're going to be talking about, oh, I have a mosquito in here. I didn't know mosquitoes were out this time of year. Tonight's topic is energy healing, definition of aura versus etheric fields, crystal, magnetic, hands-on healing, do you believe in any healing methods? And the reason I brought up the very first step of the show tonight is how we carry our energy has a lot to do with the healing properties, how we exchange our energy to other people, how you receive energy, how you heal, and is it true that crystal magnets all work? I would like to have you get your pencil out. I'm going to give you three books, and you can remember I'm going to be bringing up three books. There are so many gifted people out there who've written books. I want to acknowledge right off I can't list them all. I'm going to list the ones that I studied and thoroughly enjoyed. I'm going to give credit to a woman who's written a book and is still teaching classes in the Midwest somewhere. Her name is Barbara Ann Brennan. And the last name is B-R-E-N-N-A-N. The first book I read of hers, which covers all the topics for tonight, is a large 8x11 size book. It's soft cover. It's Hands of Light, A Guide to Healing Through the Human Energy Field. The second one, by her also, it's a purple 8x11 size, A Light Emerging. And under that, it's called The Journey of Personal Healing. And the third book, called Spiritual Healing, and the author, first name is Jack, second book is Angelo, A-N-G-E-L-O, called Spiritual Healing. Underneath it's written, A Practical Guide to Hands-on Healing. Most of you may not be aware that I'm actually a spiritualist minister and studied in the church in Citrus Heights, California, the Spirit of Grace. I'm not sure what's going on, kids. I'm going to make a little note here in the chat room, F5, and hopefully your sound will come back. In the years I was, in the early years, early 90s, they had what they call hands-on healing, Reiki healing. In addition to massage, they had the Bowman treatments. And all that incorporates the dualities of hands-on healing, which we did in church. I was part of a church service, Friday night service, and Sunday service for 2 years. And clearly, it was the most valuable time of my very early years of being a spirit medium, where I learned to value not only my own life force and give readings, but the potential of our life force being manipulated and controlled, moved from one person to the universe. And the theory is that the Big Bang, hello everybody, the theory of the Big Bang is that there's the energy, the original energy that entered our soul system and created us, is that we can absorb that in our body, run it through our arms and into somebody else. Or, as I have also practiced, if you're a high energy individual, you can ball it up in your hands and you can actually transfer it to somebody else. I don't know how many of you watch very much movies. I really don't watch a lot, but I will watch what has something to do with what I do for a living. And one of the fun movies I watched was called Cocoon. And in the movie Cocoon, it wasn't the first, it was the second one that was put out. One of the elder gentlemen put his hands on his wife at his hospital and was able to transfer his life force to his wife, thus saving her life, and then he passed away. So it was one of those earlier shows when you are sitting as an audience and saying, oh, what a nice gesture. He gave his life force to save the life of his wife. I really believe that's true. In the 60s, Star Trek came out, one of the original shows, and one of the favorite shows I had at that time, and unbeknownst to me, I was very empathic at that point. It was probably 1968. One of the shows was Planet was being destroyed for whatever reason, and super intelligent space people came to the planet, and they selected certain people to test out whether they were human enough, or the humanity was high enough, and they picked a woman who was very empathic. And they created Spock to have terrible, or maybe it was the doctor, to have terrible wounds, and they gave her an opportunity to save him versus herself. by laying her hands on that damaged body of Spock or the doctor, I can't remember which, but one of you will remind me, she absorbed his wounds. He healed, but in doing so, she was afraid, and then it did kill her. But her planet was saved because she had what they call humanity. So if you go and watch enough TV, and being selective, of course, most of the science fiction shows written in the past of present day are based on people's creativity. But at the same time, it lends itself to Beam Me Up Scotty, which would be very much part of the future. So if those were examples of early recognition that goes way back to the beginning of time. Massage in the Chinese and Japanese culture was very, very important. Yet the laying of hands and the absorbing of energy to the other is very, very important. The reason I pulled out the books, and I'm talking quick because there's a lot to cover tonight, and I always encourage, I am watching my screen, so if you would like to call in and ask me any kind of question, the call-in number is 347-205-9071. Because I see us as pure energy, and we're just hauling around this hunk of flesh for this lifetime, it's clear that you can take care of your body. I call it a Christmas tree. You can take care of it, or you could just not take care of it. It's yours for the entire time. But because as a youth, I was an athlete. I'd run, and I played hard, and as a young woman married, I did take up horse riding and long-distance running. And people say I have a big motor. I can accomplish a lot. And I think it's because I'm athletic. Being athletic, does that give you more power, more energy? There's some combination. I do believe that we are born with a certain amount. My father was a healer. He was very high energy. And I feel like there's some tendencies to inherit, but that doesn't mean that you can't learn to do it. Do you say, well, Nancy, how do I learn to do it? First off, you have to see examples. You have to see what other people claim they can do, whether you watch them. But the best way I learned is I got hold of these books very early in my career. Hands of Light by Barbara Ann Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-A-N, was the turning point. In fact, I have a couple of them around here of my career. I want to look real quick. It was actually written in 1987, published in 1988. I got hold of it in 1990. And by visually seeing what she said was happening to us in the or energy fields, major chakras, how our energy appears to us, the cause of illness. These chapters, I will talk real quick about it, how it works on our brain, how to exercise and relieve the tension so that when we do hands-on healing, we have no blocks. The theory of hands-on healing, absorbing, allowing the patient to absorb energy from us or from the universe, is to allow. Remember, I'm talking about energy. Some people would talk of chakras. Some call it energy bands going through the body. You have to open up, clear them out by allowing your energy to blend. It will block, move aside those blocks. Now, I also remember, people talk to me when I give a session to somebody, whether it's a psychic or mediumship reading. They'll say to me, that was going on. And when we get done, I had a little girl from Hawaii call me. She says, oh, Nancy, I feel so much better today. You really helped me see this through, and I feel so energized. Well, when I hung up, I was tired. So I appreciate when I can spread out my sessions during the day, because we do give our life force to other people. Energizing, giving them more power to tolerate and do their own life. My voice, my command, or my suggestion to slow down, take it easy, and be thoughtful of how you spend your energy during the day. Help people to realize that we are pure energy and to understand it. But with that, I would like to add, listen, I was to my girls all come in. Hello, everybody. Oh, we have a myriad of different kinds of people in here tonight. Hello, everybody. I listen, I go around and I visit as many sites. And so if you do put up your website, I will come and listen to your shows. I love doing this. I was pretty relaxed at getting to my emails. And I'm trying to spend an hour a day to answer email questions through MySpace and through Blog Talk Radio. So I apologize, everybody, but do me a favor if you have a question for me. Would you do me a favor and put it in caps? That way, as you chit-chat back and forth and hello, you're having your own conversation. It's great. I love it. I almost wish I could do that and talk to you at the same time. Do put it in caps. If you put something in caps, I will certainly pay attention and know there's a question of what I'm speaking that you would like a fast answer. So anyhow, getting back to what I said, as we are energy beings, If you have indigestion problems, you have asthma, you have lung issues, or you've had an injury to your body, I see it as a ball of energy outside of that particular area. If you have a headache, I see a band going around the head. I also see what they call attachment or cording from other people. Sometimes it's soft, sometimes it's loving, sometimes it's harsh like a brick, or it's a rope, and it can be uninvited. If you are mentally worried, you have that around your head. If you have a body condition, if you have some according to that you don't want, all those conditions are affected by your life force and your energy, of which people like myself can go and, I call it just ironing it out. There was a wonderful book out. Here's another one, so get your pencil out. The Boy Who Saw True, and a light colored 5x7 size, and it was published in another country, written by someone from another country of the boy. It was actually his diary. And he, if you see it as a ball of energy, how do you know where it belongs? Like a rib versus a liver. A ball of energy, say it's on the shoulder. I may not know if it's bone or ligament, but I do know it's of that energy. If, and I have done this, put my arm or my hands over a body part, I can actually feel it. If it is over the liver versus the kidney, which is on the same part of the body versus the fat, if I can reach in and feel which one is hot, then I know that one is the one that needs help. The body is so amazing. I can tell someone's energy is off. Remember, I'm not a doctor, I'm not just a diagnosis, but I've done so many thousands of readings. I can tell when someone has a fever. But I find it also fascinating, and those of you who've had a reading by me, I'll say there's heat in your bones. And then they say, oh, I've run too much, or yes, I have arthritis, or I've moved boxes around. And it's amazing that I am more right, not just because I've done thousands of readings. Thank you for putting the cap, my dear Karen. It's because of repetitive work over and over and over that I'm able to reach in and feel the difference between a cool body part versus a hot. Now, even though our body has a temperature it runs at, is not hot for it. Now, also interesting, I have a low body temperature. I run at 86.5 or 86. I'm almost 10 degrees, not 10 degrees. Gosh, I just almost forgot that. What is it, 96.8? I am 88.6, something like that. You know what? You put me on the spot. I forgot. But the dogs have always been amazed at how cool my body is. Now, if someone could reach to me, if I could do it to me, if I had something going on in my body, I would still know that there's heat there. So when I put my life force around somebody, and this is what's actually amazing, ladies and gentlemen, I know you're listening. I don't know. I do a lot of remote readings and healings. And when I talk to people, not only can I describe what they look like, I can also describe body parts sometimes, meaning not what you're thinking. I can tell what areas people are not feeling well with my mind, and I can still sense temperature changes. So I think that Sylvia Brown made the statement once. She says, my nerve endings are hyperactive, and when I touch outside of my body somebody else, my nerve endings reflect and come back to me. And I'm paraphrasing what she said, and I can have a sense of that because it reaches my skin. And I can feel the difference. So I'm sure that's how Doggy says, I'm low too. Circle K Radio says, I put off heat. My wife says I'm a personal heater. Oh, I have been told that, yes. I'm going to chuckle with this. Thank you for bringing that up. I love just sleeping with the lightest garments. And where some people in the wintertime will have a heat and very heavy quilted blanket, I have the lightest. So in the summertime, I really need a fan on me. I've never been the one to have covers. And the years I was running, I think, created the smallest garments. Someone said to me, oh, Nancy, would you love to move to Seattle? There's so many people up there want you. I said, I don't know if I could deal with the cold. I like it warmer. And that's because I think I have a low temperature. So Circle K Radio, maybe give a chuckle. Daggy says, me too, but I measure my temperature. I'm still low. Circle K Radio, that all year round. Me, yep, you guys are right on. Low temperature. So if I reached into you, let's see here. I don't mean to do it on the air. One of you does, I read both of you at once. One is Father Tell Me Daggy or Circle K Radio. One has heard upper body. So I don't know from the shoulder down to the upper part of the chest or the upper part of the lungs. One of you is tired. I don't know if you lifted something. But one of you, I just went to you and the energy was off. And it's a little heated to me. So which one of you has been working out or hurt your shoulders? If you write me a little note. So anyway, I don't know how I can do it through the email. I do a lot of readings on email, but one of you's upper body is bothering me. So anyway, getting back to these wonderful books, Hands of Light doesn't have as many color pictures. Going through it fast, I was going to cover the chapters because I do mention a lot. And if you email me, nancy@nancymaps.com, do bring up a topic because I'd love to cover anything you're interested in. But energy is one of the areas I love, but I don't do as much of it. You can feel what I would call from the top of the head to the foot. You may call and reference them as chakras. I reference them as bands of energy running through the body, almost like they align themselves with our muscle masses. And if they're off, I can feel that. I've had enough running energy injuries and so on and so forth that I can identify muscle areas. Circle City Radio. I have been moving for the last 3 days. So he's the one that's been moving the shoulders and the arms. And I can feel that. All I have to do is look at someone's name. And thank you, Circle City Radio, for putting that in. Circle City Radio, my legs and back are killing me as well. I only went to the shoulders and arms so I could feel it back quickly. So even looking at his name, Circle City Radio, I assume it's a gentleman, I can go to him and I can wrap myself around his shoulders. And even as we're talking, I've moved my life force from me to him. And it doesn't matter where on the planet he's located in the world of spirit. That dimension level, which we travel, there is no time, space, or friction, and I'm able to do that. And his friend Daggy says, "You are a mess, Circle K Radio." Yeah, we all seem to do that, and moving has never been easy. So anyway, these are wonderful books. I want to go real quick to Light Emerging, also by Barbara Brennan. And Karen, I want to make an announcement. Jenny has agreed to come on the radio and do a show later on, so I want to make that announcement. And Light Emerging, The Journey of Personal Healing. The reason I like this, and this was published, I'm trying to get it real quick so that you can look it up on, let's see here, 1993. The reason I like this is she covers a lot of interplay between people, and it is for visualization. I'm very visual. She's hired a wonderful artist that shows in her interpretation what the energy field chakras look like. She goes to a lot of detail on where and what part of the world this healing properties did come to light. Of course, India and Japan, China had all the healing. But toward the back of the book, and you hear me turn the pages, I was just trying to find the section because I've been through these books so many times, they're kind of ear tag. They do show different diseases of the mind, schizoid character arc defense field. Actually, quite amazing. They're showing too. The drawings were wonderful. Man and women talking, standoffish. What people's energies look like. What a couple in love look like with their energies blended. Have you ever heard the expression people say who are in love, where I end and the other person picks up is unbeknownst. I mean, we can't tell the difference. People say, you know, you've heard people say, I have my aura energy field. If you step into my space, I feel crowded. Well, people in love want to blend their energies. And then you'll hear people say, where I end and that person begins, well, I can't tell the difference. That's because your aura energy fields have blended. And that's also very helpful. If you're both healthy, you will continue to have a higher level of energy and you're more positive, because you're feeding each other more than your normal share of everyday energy. It doesn't make you tired. It makes you energized and you want more. Let's see here. Circle K is going on to say, there's a question. Yes, Jennifer, our individual person said that she would like to do it in about a month. So I'll make an announcement at the end of the show. As long as we don't give any more of her name, which I didn't mean to do there. But anyhow, I want to go back to the topics. The aura versus etheric field. When I do energy readings, you can call and ask me for what I call energy reading. And I see three fields. I go the aura, the etheric, and what I would call the spirit level. So when I read somebody today, I had a lady, and we're talking about her father passing. 3 months later, her mother got ill and also passed. And unfortunately, even though the father died of a disease, the mother fell ill, allowed her body to be consumed by disease, and then died. I said before the gentleman died, the wife had lost her spirit, her energy to survive. So one field, which I see very close to the body, had diminished and sunk deeper and deeper into the core. If someone's calling me, please hang up and we'll do the questions off on the air, okay? Anyway, I hope they hang up quick. I'm sorry for the beep. Okay, so there's two other fields. And Barbara Brennan in the Light Emerging covers these energy around the body. And what's really fascinating is that when I read them, I will see the outer perimeter one make dips. And so when you're emotionally unhealthy or your body needs healing, your body will pull into itself the perimeter life force. Remember in the movie Ghost when the hospital room, when Patrick Swayze is watching a man die on the gurney in the hospital arena, the soul is sucked into the body and leaves in pieces. If you've been, I was trained, hospice trained twice, and I was with people, and I was with a lady who passed away, and then I came into the room after another lady had passed, actually two or three, and it's known that when someone is in the last stages of dying, the life forces pull from the toes and from the fingers, and as you progress to the levels and then in the procession of death, the other limbs will get cool. And it's not so much that that dies first as much as the energy of the body pulled into the core for survival until the end. But that's also the soul it pulls in. So when I've stepped in the presence of dying, I also will not see aura energy field except around the core, which is right above the heart area. And so I see bubble, like a balloon being blown up, only in the core of the individual about ready to die. I can walk into a room if I have all the switches on, which I won't do with you, but I've done it in hospice arenas and in hospitals, and as I walk by rooms where the people are sick or dying, if I don't see colors or what I call denseness of normal energy around people, then I can predict within 4 days when that person will pass away. So I'm knitting something on the air that I don't usually tell people, but it's really quite amazing that the body knows when something's being lined up and there is a progression. So I see that being receded and pulled back into the body. It's actually quite a fascinating etheric field is what I would call the informational center. The aura is the energy of our body, etheric, and I believe I have in the right order. And that's our spiritual energy, and that's usually controlled by emotions and feelings. So sometimes if I feel that someone's energy is like a whirlwind or a tornado around them, that etheric energy is on the howl. So it's moving, it's forceful, it's angry, it moves up from the body, it can push against you. Our field is our energy of our life force that keeps our body moving. Okay, and I really do believe, and this is really important to note, that I really do believe that there's something to do with everything on the planet is alive, whether it's a crystal or a redwood tree, and that there is a force with it. Now imagine, you have seen many TV shows where they've taken acrylic photography and they've taken a leaf from a plant and there is an energy field around it. Same with amputees. So you put a finger, a man who's lost, a woman who's lost part of a finger or hand, and there's still energy going around it. Same with a leaf off a tree. Well, I do believe if we could create a crystal, pick a crystal from the inside of a cave and you grind it down, if you were able to take an acrylic photograph before and one after, you'll see the same thing. So anybody that's a rock hound out there, If you take living crystal from a cave and you put it, and you could get Krillian cut. Oops, here we got a call. 978 area code. If you could take, I'm going to get you just a minute, dear. I just looked up. If you could take photographs before and after, I do believe that that life force is everywhere. Oh, hello, area code 978. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Diane.
Well, hello, Diane. What state are you from?
Massachusetts.
Oh, my gosh, girl, you're up late. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I find this fascinating. Ever since I was, I just don't know how to develop this. Ever since I was a little girl, I could see energy around things and people.
Call that the pipe.
And at times I still can. I am a nurse. I've taken Reiki. I can feel energy. I can really definitely feel energy around people over people.
I imagine that the audience is listening to you, and everybody's kind of nodding their head. My daughter's a nurse, and it's not so much she's told me, but I have told her, pay attention. It's amazing what you can learn just by being a nurse and watching people. I love people who deal with people, like if people who do nails or hair or nurses or anybody in the professional world that put their hand on people, you're going to have a higher degree of sensitivity. I can give you an answer how to develop more energy awareness, but if you had a question for me, what would you ask of me, Diane, about this? Is there something I can answer for you, or do you want me to just tell you how you can improve your energy?
I think so. I think, you know, at times I can see colors, and at times I can't. I've actually had my aura photographed. I don't know if that's, like, for real or anything. I know that if it is, it's an indigo. It's more
aura,
indigo.
Let me answer your questions real quick. Aura photography is determinant how you feel at that moment. It will change from second to second. So if you go into an affair and second fair, which I worked for too many years, or sales, the people take it, they're real excited about talking to a psychic intuitive. They're all bubbly. If they're in a grievance moment and they need someone to pull themselves out of the fair, then you're going to get the darker colors. For the audience, and now you can hold on for a minute. The Poltergeist movies, the second one coming out where the Poltergeist family, ladies and gentlemen, I don't remember, Poltergeist 2. Grandma and the family is eating breakfast, and she's knitting. And she says to the little girl, reach in there and get me red yarn out. Well, the little girl has such sensitivity to her flesh that she's able to sense that color. Everything in the universe has density to it. If I said red has a deeper density of energy than yellow. So go to fabric store and buy felt, 8 pieces of the true colors. Put them behind you or put them in a paper bag. And sensitivity-wise, you could put them out on a table and rub your hands and see if you can feel it. You need to sensitize your fingers so that the rest of you can feel the difference in people. Because if I'm frustrated or angry, my energy force around me is going to be more dense. If I'm lighthearted, it's going to be less dense. And you can feel that on people if you learn to put your thoughts to your fingertips.
Okay. That All right. makes sense to me. I can also, and this may sound strange, but this is the truth. I also can walk into a room and I know I can feel, not only see like, auras or energy, but I can feel what that person is feeling.
Well, so you're what we call empathic. So what you have is a sensitive to just put a generalization, and it has nothing to do with your person, but if I were to step into a room, I would sense you to look like a cotton ball. The edges and the periphery of your body, the little fragments of a cotton ball is all reaching into the room, and you're touching everything. And there's people that you'll never get to know, and they won't ever talk to you because it's into their own head. These are called moody broodies, and I call them walnut shells because their life force is really tight against the body. So if I said to you, you don't have to touch everybody, you don't have to feel them. If you pull your, like the butterfly wings around your body and just hold it in, then you don't have to. But if you experiment and say, I want to touch people, I don't want to touch people, learn control, then you're going to be able to do more with your life force than people you don't. Now, one more thing is when I was doing classes on energy development, I say most people aren't aware that they have a life force. So if you rub your hands together real fast, I don't know if you can hear me do this, right, brother? Then I move my hands out to my shoulders, and then as you move your hands toward each other, palms facing each other, you're going to feel the life force. And the idea is to see how close you'll go to the first time, rest 15 minutes, do your hands, and see if you cannot, at some point, move your hands out, move them only a couple inches, and your hands are a foot and a half apart. You will then feel life force. So you need to practice. You may have to move your hands the first time all the way into 3-4 inches before you feel the life force on the other hand. But if you do it off and on and practice, you will feel your own energy up to a foot apart. At that point is a good time to put your hands, a friend, not a stranger. You have to have permission to touch somebody without being permission. Try it on your friends and say, can I sense or have a sense of your life force? And you may walk and rub your hands together fast. Have your girlfriend sit down in a chair. Walk up to her, put your hands out, palm up toward them, and see how close you can get to that person. And if it's only a few inches, back off. Wait 15 minutes. Rub your hands again together. Back off until you can get about a foot. Once you're about a foot out, then after a foot, then run your hands, not touching that person, around the shoulders, around the back, around the front, and see if you can feel smoothness. If it dips in or if it pushes your hand away, then you're feeling irregularities. Everybody should be smooth. That's how you do that. Is that right? Is that good? Okay. And those in the audience who can't get this quick enough, I encourage you, go ahead. And we're at the 46-minute mark. You can go on the slider and go up to 46 minutes and get what I just told you over again. Well, Miss Massachusetts, Diane, it's been a wonderful hearing you tonight. And I want to thank you for calling and giving us that great story, and I hope you learned something, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks good night.
For your help.
Bye-bye, good Diane.
Night. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, how exciting to have a call come in. I just am amazed how you kids are staying up so late, and she's not quite hung up. I have 4 more spots. You can call in any time. And go ahead and call in. I love hearing from people from different parts of the states. And if you have questions, put it in caps. Anyway, so this, I want to continue talking. You know, I have more I can say. Everything on the planet is alive, from crystals to magnets. And I was saying the clarion photography is just fascinating and amazing. Because I believe everything is alive on the planet, even Mount Shasta. So can't put that on the clarion photography. But if you put a crystal, you will see that it resonates at a certain vibration. If I said to you, if you have a deep colored stone like a ruby versus my favorite crystal is a diamond, of course, depending on the color scheme and the density of the stone, you're going to have a deeper, heavier energy force. And that's why in the metaphysical world, some people will say you need this crystal versus that rock or stone or a piece of wood or something. And that's why we need to have different kinds of clothing on. Tina Lee, hello there, girl. 2 thumbs up. Okay. One of my blue diamond, hello. You have to protect yourself. I'm learning how to do that because I had no idea I could do this. Absolutely. I'll cover that in a minute. Good for you, blue diamond, for reminding me. A crystal has life in it, density. How many of you have had a poor wake-up? You wake up in the morning and go, oh, my gosh, do I have to go to work? You'll find some people pick brighter colored clothing on. And for those of us in the world who've had injury or need healing, you'll find that putting brighter colored clothes on, reds and blues or greens, brighter colored crystals, sometimes even energy from being excited about a beautiful bracelet, if you will put your energy at a higher level, you will heal faster. So one of my little ladies calling in tonight has some healing needs to be done. I would encourage that girl to put on blues and reds and bright things. Buy a new trinket that brightens up your soul. Anything that lifts your spirit is another form of healing. That also goes to something that there's a lot of controversy, but I am so energy sensitive. We went to Las Vegas. My husband and I visited his children, went to the mall. And it was one of the, 4 or 5 years back when they had one of those little gazebos in the middle of the mall, and the woman was selling magnets. And you wear them, all kinds. So He walked up there, and I said, oh, I'm going to see like this. He put them as bracelets, right? Well, I put one on my wrist and went, bing! My husband looks at me and goes, well, what happened to you? And I says, oh, my gosh, I didn't know my life force was down. Now, you're going to hear a lot of controversy about a magnet for putting in your shoes and on your bed. And I think it's a sensitivity of individuals wearing it if it does you any good. Now, clearly, they have some out that claim to revamp and redo your entire blood system. I don't know about that. I can only speak to what happened to me. I was actually dumbfounded. I was standing there, and this happened, and I went, oh, my gosh, I felt it. And when I put that necklace on my neck or my wrist to wear it for the day, I do get zingers, what I tell you. So the magnet, being dense, being of that dark, heavy material, north and south magnetized, you have to appreciate that if crystals or bright colored clothing or bright red lipstick can energize this woman, magnets must really do it too. So I believe there's something to that. Can we prove it? I think it's an individual inquiry. Okay. Marilyn said, now we know why, huh? I don't know if that's what I said, but it clearly, I like diamonds. Oh, boy. Let me tell you. I think most women love diamonds. I wish I had a lot of them, but I like brightness, and my life has a lot of color. All the homes I've owned have had lots of brilliant colors in my office. By the way, get on my website, nancymatz.com, nancymatz.net. I'm converting over a web-building program. I'm going to do a webcam show, and you guys can see my office. I have wooden shelving behind me and the desk, and then I have a Japanese mural. So everything's very colorful in my life. So it's really fun, and you get to see me. Okay, anyway, I want to keep on going. Tina says, I wear Deal Walker's Life. Oh, my gosh, girl. I'm not sure I know what that is. But anyhow, hands-on healing, explain. Remember, we pull in from the universe. We can give energy to people by pulling in from the universe, or if you're a heavy or exuberant life force individual, we can do remote viewing. I know that Tina's a reader like I am, and we do phone readings, just like who was it that I said earlier, and he said he'd been moving for 3 days and was really tired, put my energy to that individual, and I could tell that his life force was down around his shoulders and around his neck. And that's when he wrote back on the chat room and said that he had been moving for 3 days. So it's felt and it is real. So trying to get there we go. We have 17 minutes left. I'm covering a lot. Of course, if you have questions, let me know. For those in the audience, if you have a question for me on any topic, of course, I'd love to have a call. Do you believe that, as thing in my description of tonight, do you believe in healing methods? Absolutely. I had an individual call me, I've had a few individuals call me and say, do I have a hex on me? Do I have a curse on me? Is my family cursed? I do believe there's power to that, but power only if you know someone's done that to you and if you also believe in it. Remember I said I started the show tonight that I'm very observant of people's energy. And when I got into this metaphysics and started reading Barbara Brenneman's book, Barbara Ann Brennan, Brennan, Heal Hands of Life, Light. I've got it dog-eared. I've read it so much. And her second one, Light Emerging. And the third book, Spiritual Healing by Jack Angelo. Amazing books. And I do believe there's power to this. That's why the gal called her a nurse person. If you have medical people around you and they are negative, you will be negative and your healing powers will be diminished. If you have positive, reinforced individuals that you not only trust, but exude some wonderful, positive reinforcement of your healing, you will recover absolutely faster. It's like children who are ill in the family. If you give them positive reinforcement that they are wonderful, Nancy, don't you do distant healing along with readings? Absolutely. I was talking to a gal earlier, Tina, from Hawaii, and she had just lost both her parents. When she was about ready to hang up, she says, oh, Nancy, you've helped me figure this out when I got in there, blah, blah, blah. And then she says, and I feel so much better. I feel like Tina, you and I are the real readers, and we blend with people, and by blending and giving them as we touch them and their time to give them the answers they need, we are blending and giving to them our life force. That's why I break up my readings, if possible, by half hour to an hour. And, okay, I got that. What is this in healing? I'll tell you in just a minute. We give it to them. We don't pull back everything that we've given to people to do a reading. Because I do a lot of reading of future, I enter in a lot of time, what I call time. And that is when people are sensitive, they feel me around their shoulders, around their neck. And I've had enough people tell me that it feels pressure at the base of the neck and the top of their chest. That's the entrance to time and to where I go to talk to the soul level. I don't get me all back. If I talk to someone an hour and a half to 2 hours, and it's quite draining for them, it's all I can do to keep my energy. When I hang up, half hour later, I'm very tired. So I've given them a lot of my energy. So two questions here. What is distant healing? I'm sure that most of you have heard of remote viewing. The gal that was the editor of my first book, Two Worlds, was a remote viewer instructor in Citrus Heights, California. Her name was Marion Douglas. And she and I did an experiment where we both tried to find the information out, and we were both right. She said, you are a good reader, and you go to someplace, but I feel like you combined it with remote viewing. Remote viewing is knowing of a destination. The other one would be that there's a person at a destination, and you go to that person and read it. It's the same with putting your life force to it. So a remote viewer has to move their life force from the situation or question to a destination. So when I do that, I put my life force, that's the same as putting my life force to do a healing. When I touch and wrap myself around somebody, I'm giving them my life force. It combines with your life force, then you have more energy to do healing. And it doesn't matter where on the planet people are. Most of my clients are in the United States, but I have clusters in other parts of the world. And it doesn't make any difference. I talk to Italy and I talk to Germany quite often, Puerto Rico often, Hawaii, have three or four that constantly are talking to me often. And it doesn't matter where they are. I can talk to each of those in one day as long as I spread it out during the day. And by talking to them, they feel better. So distant healing, remote viewing, and psychic readings, in my mind, is all the same. Here's another one. Thanks, Karen. What would be the distinction between a negative thought form, attachment, and a curse from my perspective? Oh, good for you, Karen. Okay. Negative thought. How many people have had a divorce? And that individual, man, woman, is sending you negative thoughts all the time. You would be depressed. You would have what we call a negative cording. I have read people where I see a dark rope, a cloud, a spear, a lasso-looking thing going to you, a loving connection. Cording from someone who loves you is soft, it's fibrous, it's frosted, it's loving. That would be a thought process. An attachment looks like, one of these that we've talked about, looks like a dark form, and it looks like a big beetle bug on someone's back. If it's someone who's lost a consciousness and is only I hate to say it like this, I know we have people, a sucker, it has lost its personality and it's only attached because it needs something from its host, that person is like a big negative bubble, okay? And a curse is an agreement between the cursor and the cursee, and that is what we call energy interchange. That person who is cursed is giving away its energy to the person who is doing the cursing. And that way, you're getting negative, but you're also losing your positive energy by allowing it to be taken by the person who's given the curse. But it has to be a mutual agreement. So I don't believe in curses. So if someone's done it to me, I've never gotten it because I won't accept it because it's unknown to my life force. That kind of negative thought of I want to hurt you, I won't allow it in my band. I work for the big guy, and I think that the woman earlier, you have to put protection around you. I believe that. This is the pair of people and Spirit gave me. And this is the credo by I do my work. I am the highest vibration, the purest of mind, a child of light, a child of God. Nothing can hurt me unless I believe it's so. Spirit people gave that to me in the car one day. I go, huh, me? And they said, why not you? So it's in my first book, and I've also read it out here. We have 9 minutes left, so if you want to download this again, you can copy that word for word. Hopefully I said it slow enough. Karen, he probably had arrows going to me and barbed. Absolutely. I've had people say they felt sore going through them. And I think that people's minds are so powerful that we can create a form out of energy. It won't cut you, but it feels like a stab to the heart. And I probably have people in my audience listening going, oh, I've had that stab. Yes. So that's bad and negative cording. Here's another one. As a teenager, I read a book called, I got that one. And here it is, E-C-K-A-N-K-A-R. Was that like remote viewing? Oh, it's been a while, but you know, I have that on my shelf. Should I do a show on that? I think it was the Egyptian, was that the Egyptian white 8.5 by 11? It was on Egyptian works. Let me know that. If you're interested, I will get that, find that book. I hope it's handy. I can't remember, girl. Y-M-E. I don't know if you're a woman or a man. Well, you really got me on that one. It's been a lot of years since I've looked at that book. Let me know if it's the same one. Okay, you're not sure? I'm going to see if I can find it, because I'm the queen of having books out here. It's a big white one. If you don't mind looking it up, I think it's the same one. And it has Egyptian hieroglyphs and some kind of a dragon or something on the front. Let's see if I'm right on that. My parents almost banned from the library for that. Really? Really? I'm female. How I thought so. Okay, let me go on. Circle City Radio. My ex is the... Oops. You know, if it feels like that, then that individual, for those people that feel that, have sense of that, that ex-partner is also connected to you. Cording is a very unbelievable, powerful tool. And you can cord to somebody, ladies and gentlemen, who's loved people and not been able to have them in your life. If you sit there every day, day in and out, and you think about that person will end up calling you because you desire it so. But you shouldn't do it, because what you're creating is that needs to call you, but that doesn't mean they're going to come back to you. The best way to get somebody is to let them go if it's meant to be. Oh, I'll give you another one I live by. I love these mantras I have. What will be will always be, what cannot be can never be. So if you're in a relationship and you're begging and pleading for someone to come back in your life and you're putting that cord out to them, they may do what you tell them because the energy of your mind is powerful, but if they're not ready to stay and they come back, they can then leave again. How can you break that? I am tired and want her to leave me alone. Oh my gosh, I had a gentleman call me, and it's been 15 years, and he was still feeling the person. There's so many ways. I'll give him as fast as I can. You can tell all the years that I'm doing this. There's a way that most people do it, and they just get a pair of scissors, you relax. I want to back up here. I believe that if you're sensitive enough, you can actually feel on your body where they're corded in. A lot of people have muscle tension on a spot. They'll have pain or a digging feel because that energy that's corded to you is powerful. At that point, almost feel like you could grab it with your hand, a large rope for like a large braided rope. If you could visualize it to be half inch thick, grab it and yank it off your body, cut it with a saw, stomp on it with an army boot, with a steel toe, whatever it takes to bring it from your body. You have to be aware that you have to do it once or twice a day. They will get it. If you keep shoving it off your body, they will record and go to another part. I had a woman that I was talking to and helping her through this process, and I wrote down where I said it would come next. And sure enough, I was right. So it went from the rib cage to the hip bone to the forehead. And that will continue until you break it and you have to be forceful. YME says, I think it was out-of-body experiences. I'm going to look it up. You got me interested. Okay. Blue Diamond, I've been wondering what was going on with my ex, and all of a sudden didn't call me or asking my family about me. Oh, good for you. You broke the cords. You got to remember that if you think of somebody, you're putting a cord out. So if you stop thinking about somebody, they have to reach to you. If you break it by being angry, they will get the message. Tina, teach your simply spiritual exercise to exercise the light and sound of God. I do believe that's one thing I should have done. Oh, I should do a show on sound. Sound actually can realign just like a wind chime. We resonate and vibrate at different tones. You know, I have a deeper voice, so I resonate a deeper vibration. Though I'm a high vibration person, I respond to different sounds. Oh, Tina, good for you. I'm going to talk about sound. Muscle tension. Oh, you are so good. You found that already, Paul. TWITCHELL. I'm going to go to Amazon. I think I know which one it is. 1985. ECKANKAR. Oh, I only have 4 more minutes. Oh, gosh. Circle City Radio. Okay. I do believe that Circle City, if you'll look at, I know you're sore all over, but as I think of it real fast, I think that your ex is wanting you not to go through life. So the tension, the energy is feels like the front part of your thighs. Okay? Tina Lee says, YME, what library are you in? With a question mark. Oops. Oh, gosh. And she is in Durant, Mississippi. D-U-R-A-N-T. Holmes County. My gosh, I love all this connection. I've had more fun with Blog Talk Radio shows. Anyway, every show will be informative like we had tonight. My website is nancymapp.com. And please have fun and invite you to go to California Haunts. I'm on her show once or twice a month. We're going to do another show on Sundays at 5, webcam, so you can watch me talk. I'm also offering now, if you do want a reading by me, we can make the room private. You have to sign in. And you can, I can see you by webcam on, and then you can see me talk. The website that we're using is www.stick, S-T-I, C-K-A-M.com. And I think it's a great site. All that's listed on my first page at nancymapp.net, nancymapp.com. Okay, wow. Tina Lee, wow, Old Time Religion Beliefs. Absolutely, that book is. I think it's based really old culture. That's the one I read like 10 years ago. Like Nancy said, that old and an old book. Not anymore. You know what? I do believe that everything kind of cycles. What was old is now new. What's new and now is old. Spiritualism, at the turn of the century, 65% of Americans were spiritualists. It moved up, I don't know how they took count, to 85% just after World War I. When communication around the world got better, of course, I do believe that in those days, charlatans were many. But as I now know, and I've talked to thousands and thousands of ladies like myself, we are in every neighborhood, and most of us are kind-hearted and well-meaning. Karen, the webcam is awesome. I'd love to see you live. Oh, you know what? I look just like my picture, just a little older. That picture of me in the chat room was only taken about a year and a half ago. I've had a lot of fun. I've only got 1 minute. Please tune in next week, every show. If you want a topic, email me, Nancy at nancymapp.com. I've had a lot of fun, everybody. Thank you very much. And all the people that came into the chat room. And I'll talk to you next Monday. Forty-nine seconds ago, so I thought we were off. Okay, so my site is nancymapp.com, and if you would like something to be talked about, nancymapp.com is my email. All right, now we have 30 seconds left. Nothing like a last hurrah and a bow. Okay. And Tina, it was nice to see you. I went to your site today, and and I'll come over and visit you. All right. Okay. Thursday, I think you, oh, is it? I was on like 4 or 5 sites today, and I've had a lot of fun bouncing around. So, Tina, I'm going to look up your show too, girl. And Karen, I meant to mention, we have 5 seconds left. We're going to have a guest coming up in about a month who's dealing with attachments. So watch the blog.